الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا توبوا إلى الله توبة نصوحا عسى ربكم أن يكفر عنكم سيئاتكم ويدخلكم جنات ويدخلكم جنات تجري من تحتها الأنهار يوم لا يخزي الله النبي والذين آمنوا معه نورهم يسعى بين أيديهم وبإيمانهم يقولون ربنا أتمم لنا نورنا واغفر لنا إنك على كل شيء قدير صدق الله العظيم وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم التائب من الذنب كمن لا ذنب له أو كما قال صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم. Respected elders and beloved brothers in Islam, man in his daily life and man when he's fulfilling his daily obligation, it is the tendency of man to become unmindful and to become neglectful of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Together with that, he becomes neglectful and becomes unmindful of his obligations that are upon him. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created insan for a purpose. وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created insan solely for the ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given insan his duties in this world of how to make the ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And man becomes so involved in this dunya and he becomes so involved in his gain and his pursuit of fulfilling his worldly ambitions and goals that he completely forgets what is his ultimate, objective that he came into this dunya for. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives insan reminders. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives insan opportunities to turn back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And these reminders and opportunities come in many, many ways. Sometimes these reminders come in a way which insan does not like it. Sometimes it comes in a form of a loss of a near and dear one. Or it comes in a form of a loss of his wealth. It comes in a form of a loss of his property. It comes in a form of a loss of his belongings. It comes in a form of loss in his personal health. He suffered some mishap in his personal life. And he goes through some difficulty in life. And now this serves as a wake-up call for him. It is well known that when a person is sick, then his connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is very, very close, or is much closer when he is not in that condition, when he is enjoying life and is living life to its max and is living life to its full, then he becomes unmindful of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah ta'ala sends reminders in those ways. Sometimes Allah ta'ala sends reminders, Allah ta'ala gives opportunities for insan as a reminder. In other ways also, perhaps Allah ta'ala accepted him to go for Umrah and he comes back a changed man. This served as a reminder for him. Or he went for Hajj. And one such opportunity that Allah Ta'ala has given insan is the Mubarak month of Ramadan. It is also a reminder for insan that how far have you gone away from your original objective in life? How far have you gone away from your task at hand? Allah Ta'ala has given us the Mubarak month of Ramadan as a reminder to turn back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As we had heard from at the beginning of this month, that Allah Ta'ala makes it so easy for insan. Allah Ta'ala wants insan to come back. Allah Ta'ala wants insan to change. We hear those ahadith wherein the shayateen, the rebellious shayateen are tied up. Why is it? So that insan is now left with no excuse. Normally in his daily life, he has these excuses that my nafs and my shaitan has now taken over me. I've become a slave to my desires. Shaitan has become a deterrent for me. And he has misguided me and deviated me. So all these excuses are now cut off. Why? Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants insan to come back. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves it when his banda comes back to him. Few nights, even last night and odd night, and we experienced these last odd nights of this Mubarak month of Ramadan, the hadith of Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, wherein she asked Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that when I encounter the night of Qadr, Laylatul Qadr, then what should I recite? So Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told her to recite this dua, Allahumma innaka afoon, tuhibbul afwa fa'afu anna. That, oh Allah, you are all forgiving. You love to forgive, so forgive us. A clear indication of what this month has been sent for. To seek the forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. To turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in totality. And to bring about the change in our lives. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala becomes so happy, becomes so pleased. There are so many ahadith showing. Nabi Akrim Sassam narrates regarding how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala becomes so happy when a banda turns back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In one hadith, Nabi Akrim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions that a banda, a slave of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he sins and he lives a life of sinning. And thereafter he makes tawbah and turns to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and he says, oh Allah, forgive me. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala hears his call and Allah ta'ala tells the malaika that my banda is asking for forgiveness. I can either forgive him or I can either punish him. But I love to forgive and I will forgive him. It is written on the arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Inna rahmati sabaqad ghadabi. That my mercy, the forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is far greater than the anger and the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Lo balagad dhunubaka anana sama. Allah ta'ala mentions hadith Qudsi that, oh my banda, oh my slave, you sin against me. You commit the wrong, and you continue doing wrong, and you sin upon it, and you sin upon it, and you make so much of sin, you make so much of gunas, you live entire life of sinning, so much so that your gunas fill the entire skies, right up to the skies it reaches. The entire world is filled with your sins. ثُمَّ اسْتَغْفَرْتَنِي. Thereafter you make tawbah and istighfar, and you turn back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. غَفَرْتُ لَكَ عَلَى مَا كَانَ مِنْكَ وَلَا أُبَالِي. I will forgive you. And I do not even worry about it. I do not even care. That is the quality of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That entire life of disobedience, the entire life of sinning, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is so merciful to us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is so kind to us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us a perfect body. وَفِي أَنفُسِكُمْ أَفَلَا تُبْصِرُونَ. The favors and the bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are such that we cannot possibly count the favors and the ni'mat that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us. Allah ta'ala mentions that if you see the ni'mat, look in your own self, look in your body, perfect body Allah ta'ala has given us. And Allah ta'ala has given us this body for a purpose, to make the ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But we are so ungrateful that this very same eyes that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us, we use it to look at haram. This very same ears that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us, we use it to listen to haram. The very same feet, perfect entire body, mind, heart, soul, everything. Our body functioning perfectly well. Allah Ta'ala has created us for His ibadat, but we're using it to disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But Allah Ta'ala is so merciful. Allah Ta'ala is so kind. That not for one second did Allah Ta'ala snatch these ni'mats away from us. Allah Ta'ala continuously allowed us to make use of these favors and these bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But friends and elders, the nations of the past, when they sinned and they wronged and they disobeyed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah Rabbul Izzat also gave them opportunities. of making tawbah and repentance. But a time came when Allah Ta'ala destroyed them on account of their sins. That is why I make the dua that Allahumma la taqtulna bi ghadabik wa la tuhlikna bi azabik wa afina qabla dhalik. That Allah, don't seize us on account of our wrongdoings. Don't take us to task on account of our sins. Forgive us before such a time comes. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives opportunities to insan. And that is why this month of Ramadan came to turn in totality towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala becomes so pleased. In one hadith, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala becomes so pleased with the tawbah of a person. Nabi Kareem sallam gives an example like a person who is traveling in the jungle, in the desert. With him he has his animal. And upon this animal is all his provisions. Whatever he requires for the journey. Perhaps his food is on that animal. Perhaps his bedding is on that animal. Whatever he needs to navigate through the jungle is on that animal. His entire life now depends on that, whatever is on that animal. And now he becomes separated from that animal. Can you imagine what his condition must be like? He searches frantically for that animal. It is his only hope of survival out of the jungle. And he searches, the entire day he searches. And at the end of the day now he realizes that my hope is gone. All hope is lost. So he rests against a tree, fearing the worst, that this might be his end now. There is no hope of coming out of the jungle. And in that condition he falls asleep. And after sleeping for a while, he wakes up and he finds his animal in front of him with all his provisions and whatever he requires. He becomes so happy, he becomes so pleased. This is his way out now. He goes and he grabs hold of that animal and he hugs it. Nabi Akram also mentioned in the hadith that even in error he says that, oh Allah, you are my slave and I am your master. In error he says this. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala becomes so pleased with a banda that is lost and turned away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He has lost his way. And thereafter he makes tawbah and istighfar and he turns back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala becomes more pleased than if any one of you were lost in a jungle and he has lost all hope. And now he sees his hope in front of him, how pleased he becomes. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala becomes even more pleased than that. In one hadith, Nabi Akram still mentions that إِذَا تَابَ الْعَبْدُ يُعَلَّقُ لَهُ الْقَنَادِيلُ فِي السَّمَاءِ. Then when the banda of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes tawbah and istighfar and he repents and he turns back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then lanterns are hung for him in the heavens and the malaika rejoice that istalaha al-abdu ala mula, that the slave of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has returned and turned back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Friends and elders, there is no sin too big for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's rahmat is wide and vast. And even the worst of sinners, let us not feel for any second that we have done a lot of wrong and there is no hope for us. The mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows no bounds. We know the incident of Wahshi. He killed the uncle of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Such close bond Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had with Hazrat Hamza radiallahu ta'ala anhu. They were brothers, foster brothers. Uncle of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Very, very close in age. Nabi Akareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam grew up with him. And when he accepted Islam, they became even more closer. He was a support for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam against the enemies. How much he defended Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And now in the battle of Uhud, not only was he made shaheed, but the manner in which he was made shaheed was very, very difficult upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi Akareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, sahaba mentioned that they did not see Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam grieving so much as he's grieved upon the loss of Hazrat Hamza radiallahu ta'ala anhu. His murderer, Hazrat Wahshi radiallahu anhu. Now, even he held in his heart that let me also accept Islam. Nabi Akareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sent him the dawat. So he sends the message back that I want to accept Islam, but they have certain reservations. The ayat of the Quran Majid, wherein Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that وَالَّذِينَ لَا يَدْعُونَ مَعَ اللَّهِ إِلَٰهًا آخَرَ وَلَا يَقْتُلُونَ النَّفْسَ الَّتِي حَرَّمَ اللَّهُ إِلَّا بِالْحَقِّ wala yaznun. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is ready to accept. But Allah ta'ala here mentions that those who ascribe partners with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, those who kill, and those who commit zina, I am guilty of all these three things. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not accept my iman. Allah ta'ala will not forgive me. So thereafter the ayat was sent down, إِلَّا مَنْ تَابَ وَآمَنَ وَأَمِنَ عَمَلًا صَالِحًا فَأُولَٰئِكَ يُبَدِّلُ اللَّهُ سَيَّاتِهِمْ حَسَنَاتٍ فَأُولَٰئِكَ يَدْخُلُونَ الْجَنَّةِ. That person who makes tawbah and istighfar and he follows it up with good deeds. Nabi Ikrimsa mentions in the hadith also, وَأَدْبِي سَيَّتِ الْحَسَنَةَ تَمْحُعَ. That a person when he does wrong, he must follow it up with good deeds. It wipes out those evil. So Wahshi sends a message back that yes, I can repent, but good deeds, I do not know whether my deeds will be accepted, and I do not know whether I have the tawfiq and the ability of doing these good deeds. So thereafter the ayat comes down, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَغْفِرُ أَن يُشْرَكَ بِهِ وَيَغْفِرُ مَا دُونَ ذَلِكَ لِمَن يَشَاءُ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not forgive when a person makes shirk, but Allah ta'ala forgives whomsoever he wishes, مَن يَشَاءُ. So still Wahshi had reservations. And he sends a message back that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive everyone. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions may yasha, whomsoever Allah ta'ala wishes. What if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not wish to forgive me? What if Allah ta'ala does not accept my repentance? So he still had these reservations. And thereafter Allah ta'ala sends on the ayat, قُلْ يَا عِبَادِيَ الَّذِينَ أَسْرَفُوا عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ لَا تَقْنَطُوا مِنْ رَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ. That O my banda, O my slave, that has done wrong, that has exceeded the bounds, that has disobeyed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, do not ever become despondent of the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Inna Allah yaghfiru dhunuba jami'a. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgives all sins. Allah ta'ala is ready to accept the tawbah of the banda. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to forgive. Wa anibu ila rabbikum. Turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Make that tawbah and istighfar. Now when Wahshi hears this ayat, now he says, I want to accept Islam. And he goes in the company of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Lengthy incident, time does not permit us to go into the details. But he goes into the company of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he accepts Islam. Friends and elders, what an evil person prior to accepting Islam. What harm he had caused to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Emotional harm he had called to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But even such a person, the doors of tawbah and repentance were open for him. The door of istighfar were open to him. Allah ta'ala had accepted his tawbah and repentance. And we find that many, many years later, he was one of those that were instrumental in the killing of Musaylamah al-Kazzab. So Allah ta'ala had accepted his tawbah and repentance, and he had turned back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So friends and elders, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us this Mubarak month of Ramadan, and we are on the brink of departing this Mubarak month. But it is that month wherein we have to turn in totality towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The rahmat and the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is so vast. لو أن أولكم وآخركم وإنسكم وجنكم قاموا في سعيد واحد فسألوني. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in the hadith Qudsi, that if the first of you and the last of you, every insan, every jinnat, from the time of Adam alayhi salam, till the last person to come upon the surface of this earth, every one of you has to stand upon one plane and ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and beg from the treasures of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَأَعْطِيتُ كُلَّ إِنسَانٍ مَسْأَلَتَهُ. That whatever you had asked for, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is ready to give. مَا نَقَسَ ذَلِكَ مِمَّا عِنْدِي إِلَّا كَمَا يَنْقُصُ الْمِخْيَةُ إِذَا أُدْخِلَ الْبَحْرِ. That will not decrease in the treasures of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Not to that extent also, that if a person takes his finger and dips into the oceans of the world, and thereafter he removes his finger, how much of water is remaining on his finger? It cannot even be compared to the vast oceans and the waters of this world. So vast are the oceans of this world in comparison to that, not even water on his finger. His finger might just be moist. That is the treasures of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So vast. It cannot even decrease in any way. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is ready to give us. Friends and elders, we have to turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In sincere tawbah and repentance, this Mubarak month of Ramadan has come for that. Alhamdulillah, to a certain extent, we found that we have increased in our amal. Masajid were full with salah. Tilawat of the Quran was taking place. Many gunas that were committed before the month of Ramadan were now put to stop. The brakes were put upon it. Friends and elders, that is tawbah and istighfar. What is the sign of tawbah and istighfar? Tubu ila Allahi tawbatan nasuha. What is meant by tawbatan nasuha? Tawbatan nasuha is that, friends and elders, that when a person makes tawbah and istighfar and he leaves behind a life of sinning, that first and foremost, he must make a firm intention not to go back to that sins. It will not be such that he made tawbah and istighfar in the month of Ramadan for all the gunas that he was doing prior to the month of Ramadan, and few days are left for this Mubarak month, few moments are left for this Mubarak month, he is already planning that how he is going to go back to that sinning, how he is going to go back to that disobedience. That is not tawbatan nasuha. Firm intention in his heart that I am going to leave out those sins. Create a disliking in his heart for those sins. And make an intention never to go back to it. That is what is regarded as tawbatan nasuha. What is the sign of an accepted Ramadan? Allah Ta'ala has given us a Mubarak month of Ramadan. What is the sign that the tawbah and istighfar has been accepted? What is the sign that our ibadat and our worship has been accepted? It is when a person makes that complete change. He makes tawbah and istighfar. And after the month of Ramadan, he continues with the good deeds. Friends and elders, let it not be such. Alhamdulillah, in the month of Ramadan, the masajid are full. Not only for Jummah Salah, but Alhamdulillah, for Fajr, Zuhr, Asr, you are finding masajid to be full. And that is our duty, it is obligation. Salah is not a choice. It is a duty and obligation. There are so many warnings. مَنْ فَاتَتُ صَلَاتُ فَكَأَنَّمَا أُطِرَ أَهْلُهُ وَمَالُهُ. There are so many warnings for a person being neglectful of his salah. His primary, أَوَّلُ مَا يُحَاسِبُ بِالْعَبْدُ مِنْ عَمْلِ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ الصَّلَاةِ. This is one of the first things that he will question regarding with his salah. It is not a choice, it is a duty and obligation. To make yourself present in the masjid 5 times, it's your obligation, it's not a choice. Let it not be such that in the month of Ramadan we are spending time in the masjid, we are ensuring that we are performing our salah with jamaat, and now when this month of Ramadan passes, we go back to our old ways. Friends and elders, the month of Ramadan had come as a training for us to continue with the good deeds after the month of Ramadan. And that is a sign of accepted. We know the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the famous hadith, we also heard it many a times in this month. And particularly in the beginning of the month it was mentioned that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ascended the minbar. When he climbed the first step, he said Ameen. When he climbed the second step, he said Ameen. When he climbed the third step, he said Ameen. The sahaba inquired from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, O Nabi of Allah, we saw you doing something that you have not done before. You climbed upon the minbar and you said Ameen. When you climbed the first step, the second step, the third step, what was the reply of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Nabi Akrim also mentions that when I climbed the first step of the minbar, Jibreel Ameen had come to me and said that curses be upon that person of my ummah whose month of Ramadan has come and he fails to gain the maghfirat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He fails to bring about the change in his life. This month of Ramadan came and he let it pass by. He did not gain maximum benefit. He did not make sincere tawbah. Such a tawbah that you will not return to a life of sinning. Friends and elders, tawbah in istighfar cools the anger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Gunas, the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, makes lawful the anger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we find, when we experience difficulties and hardship in our lives, ma asaba min musibatin fabima kasabat aydin nas, that whatever difficulty, whatever hardship a person goes through in his life, it is because of his own doing, it is because of his own actions. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, wa ya'fu an kathir. You want to see change in your life, you want to see a change in your difficulties and hardship, you want to see a way out from your hardship. وَمَنْ أَعْرَضَ عَنْ ذِكْرِي فَإِنَّ لَهُ مَعِيشَةً دَنْقَى Allah Ta'ala warns us that when you turn away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then you will find your life to be very narrow. You will find difficulties and problems creeping in. But what is the solution to that? What is the way out for that? Tawbah, istighfar, and turning back towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, إِيَّاكَ وَالْمَعْصِيَةِ فَإِنَّ بِالْمَعْصِيَةِ حَلَّ غَضَبُ اللَّهِ. Definitely we are bandas, we are slaves of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We will make mistakes, we will forget, we will go through difficulties, we will disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us this door of tawbah and istighfar. And to make that proper tawbah and istighfar, tawbatan nasuha, to turn in totality towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Let it not be such that Nabi, who did not even curse his enemies, and here Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying, Ameen, to the dua of who? To the dua of Jibreel, that person, this month of Ramadan came, he let it pass by, he did not make a firm intention to change, he did not gain maximum benefit from this Mubarak month. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Ameen to the dua. Friends and elders, can we imagine what will our condition be? The curses of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam upon us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us a Mubarak month of Ramadan to turn into Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to make sincere istighfar, to bring about a complete change in our lives. Friends and elders, this is an opportunity that Allah ta'ala has granted us. And this opportunity is almost leaving. We do not know whether we will see another Ramadan. Let us make this Ramadan such like no other Ramadan had passed. Let us make this Ramadan such that we will tell Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and we'll make a pact with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that, Ya Allah, you had given me life. Many years of my life has passed. I have lived a life of your disobedience. I have gone far away from you. But you have given me this opportunity to turn back towards you. Enough is enough. I am turning back towards you. How long are we going to make dushmani with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? I am turning back towards you now, Ya Allah. You have given me this opportunity. I want to bring about a complete change in our lives. And I want to turn in totality towards you. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept our tawbah and istighfar. May Allah ta'ala accept our broken efforts. Whatever broken efforts we made in the Mubarak month of Ramadan, may Allah ta'ala accept it. And we make dua to Allah ta'ala, that Allah ta'ala make it easy for us to continue with these ibadat throughout the year. وَآخِرُ دَوَعَنَا الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ